The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for the All Things Testosterone podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, the world's best in below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, and they just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with code TRT at manscaped.com.
This is the TRT Community Podcast, where we discuss all things testosterone.
Ian.
Hello, Brandon.
You weren't nearly as impressed this time with my professional ad spot button that I pressed as you were last time.
Yeah, I'd never heard it before, but I don't know.
I also happen to know that you've recently shaved your balls, so no need to talk about that.
I did.
Yeah, no. But we can talk about Manscaped. They are great. I do like their trimmer. You can get your 20% off at manscaped.com by using the promo code
TRT.
TRT. Yeah, that's it.
So difficult.
So this is going to be the very start of a new season. This is season 3 of All Things Testosterone. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a little bit different direction. We're not going to start talking about, like, you know, home improvement or, you know, makeup or anything like that, but we are going to head in a different direction. We're going to see how this goes. So this is what I've got in mind. Before I get into that, let me back up and say you could join us online at facebook.com/group/TRT community. All the social media handles are at TRT community and or at All Things Testosterone. And every Monday we give away free stuff. You can check that out at testosteronepodcast.com/giveaways, but there'll be, you know, every Monday we'll choose a winner. And then later on that Monday, there'll be a new form up there that you can fill out, giving away testosterone, giving away free lab requisites, giving away lipo B injections, giving away, ultimate amino injections, all courtesy of Matrix Hormones. If anybody else wants to give anything away, they can call, contact me at Brandon@trtcommunity.com because I'm all about giving stuff away. So this is what we're going to do. I don't have any quips or funny stories for this one. I guess I could try to think of something.
So one of those social media handles that you mentioned is TikTok, correct?
Oh, yeah. It is TikTok.
Guess
yeah.
who just joined?
You just joined
After
TikTok.
Months of being pestered.
No, today. That's like a year and a half.
Probably so.
COVID, when COVID started.
So I had, driving over here, I thought about this story because I thought, if we can go off the rails for just a bit. I followed you, of course. I pressed the follow button, and there I was looking at your page, and, you know, realized you're a pretty good little content creator here. You have more courage than I do to put anything out there. One of the TikToks was a story about the time that you worked at Toys R Us.
Yep.
And you got held at knife point.
Yep.
I guess I never realized it. As the kids say, I was today years old when I realized that we worked at the same Toys R Us store.
We've talked about this.
Have we?
Yeah, because my manager was a vampire, and we've talked about how you didn't experience the same manager, but she really was. She was a Wiccan or whatever vampire. Yeah.
Okay. So similar story. Have I ever told you the story about my experience with a similar sort of scam experience?
No.
So I was, this was the summer when I was like 16.
Hold on, let me do some math.
2000.
When did you stop working there?
That very same summer.
I worked there the Christmas season after you quit.
Okay.
We could have been friends so much sooner.
So much sooner. So I was a cashier.
Yep. I was in the electronics.
I think I was there about a month, maybe a little less than a month.
Me too.
I was a cashier. Did you work with a guy that had a speech impediment?
I only remember
okay,
karate yeah. kicks and vampires.
Unwheel tournament, he used to call it.
No, not
okay,
at all.
Never mind. So I was a cashier, and one day a guy comes in and he's buying something, and then he's wanting to make change out of the register.
Okay.
And so as I think back on it, I mean, he probably pulled one over on me. I didn't realize what was going on. He would set money down. He's like, okay, this is $100, and then set this money here. And I think he somehow, like, he would say, okay, here's 100 more. Can you give me 10s here, 20s here, whatever like that.
Definitely.
Some elaborate scheme. And then he made off. And so he left. I didn't think anything of it. End of the day, you know what they got to do? They got to count up the till.
Yeah.
My till came back $600 short.
Oh. So it was a one-time deal, though?
It happened once, and okay. My till was $600. I said, I don't know. I don't have a clue. And, you know, hand to God, I never took money out of the register. I'm a rule follower. I don't do that kind of crap. And they were swearing up and down. They were like, they kept pestering me about it. Next day or a couple days, next shift I had, they brought in a loss prevention, like, supervisor to the store, and we went in the back, and we had a conversation, this and that, and I said, oh, we're going to take you off cashier. Was there anywhere else in the store you'd like to work? I said, well, electronics or boys' toys section or whatever. And then, the next week or whatever, I get put on the schedule in the toys section of the boys and whatever. And so it was way worse than being a cashier. I loved being a cashier a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But then one day I got really sick, and I was at work, got really sick. I said, I'm not feeling so good. I got to go home. And then, so I went home, and they said, hey, no, I think that was towards the end of the week. And then I called up there the next week. I go, hey, what's my schedule for the next week? They go, well, you're not on the schedule, but just call back and, you know, see if next week or something like that. So yeah. I called back the next week, wasn't on schedule. And then sure enough, they just kind of
so you could still work
let
there.
Me go.
You could probably call them right now and get back on that schedule.
It no longer is a business.
Oh, okay.
It's a storage place now, Brandon.
You're right. And Toys R Us in general is gone, I think.
Yeah, it's, just that it's all the way gone. That's probably that one of the Jenga blocks that brought them down.
Yeah.
It was my $600 register shortage.
I had a special tie to that specific location because my house, you know, there was that giant field behind it and a brick wall. I could jump that brick wall into my backyard. So
that was where you flipped that house
exactly.
Over there.
Yeah, that was the same house that I grew up in.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that?
Man, we're finding all kinds of
stuff. I bought
that
house from my mother.
Oh,
and
the
flipped
pool.
It. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So I used to jump that wall and just go there and spend whatever $3 I had on Pokemon cards or something.
Right.
But I used to just wander the halls of that Toys R Us with my brother and wish that we could buy all those things. And working there changed that experience for me. It was it was the worst, not worst month, but like. I only worked there for a month, and it seems like it was 4 years.
Yeah. I found back roads from my house that was further away to get there, and I'd go there regularly on my bike and just wander around.
Yep. My my mom used to let me drive when I was 15. I used to get to drive my car to work, and
awesome.
It was because I could go around through where Chipotle is now and Target, and then I could jump one little curb in my 1987 BMW 325 to get to Toys R Us without getting on any roads.
Awesome.
Yep. Anyway, so this is what we're doing today. So there's this fella named Cohen Ezell.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started this podcast, the reason that I started this podcast was because a couple of businessmen, the Boston Brothers, approached me and they wanted to help me open up a TRT clinic. And if you've listened for more than an episode, you know that my dream is to own a TRT clinic. And I'm not talking about, owning a franchise of some random Florida-based clinic that, now there's like eight of and it's all the same crap. I'm talking about like my own TRT clinic. And, what we noticed is that this new guy had appeared. Well, sorry, let me back up. So they said, you've got to create a podcast. And I already had the TRT community Facebook group, and I already had the Instagram or whatnot. But they said, we want you to do a podcast. And I said, okay, great. I've never thought about that. Don't know if I'll be any good at that, but that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's do it. Well, I noticed in researching and making the podcast happen that there was a guy on YouTube that was using the name TRT community. And usually when you see that, it's some, foreign country television network or something. But I looked into it, and sure enough, he was a gentleman that was on TRT. He wasn't an expert. Similar to our patients helping patients, he's like, hey, let's learn from each other. It's eerily similar in these TRT community. So I told these guys, and I said, hey, there's this guy on YouTube. And his name's TRT community. A friend requested him. I've messaged him. We're talking back and forth about collaborating. Would you be opposed to me collaborating with him? And they were like, absolutely not going to collaborate with that guy. You need to message him immediately and tell him he needs to cease and desist and he needs to change his name and whatever, whatever. Yeah. And I'm
the
like,
big guns.
Well, hold, and they're like, we'll get our attorneys involved. And these are businessmen, you know,
right.
I was 4 years younger than I am now. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess I will. So I said, hey, you know, Mr. Ezell, I know that you're a pastor in Alabama and you seem like a really nice guy, but I'm going to need to ask you to change your YouTube handle because, and the, it's true. I mean, I had the business registered TRT Community and all that.
Yeah.
And he said kindly, politely, no, I'm not going to change my YouTube name. I am the TRT Community on YouTube and, I'm going to stay. You don't have any plans to get on YouTube. I don't have any plans to get on Facebook. We're not going to cross paths in a negative way. So I'm going to remain TRT Community.
Right.
And I keep in mind, I had politely threatened him with legal action. So I went back to these Boston brothers and I said, he's not going to change it, guys. We're going to need to fire up the attorney mobile. And they were like, nah, just forget about it. And I'm like, come on, you know, I could have been friends with this guy.
Yeah.
You made me approach him and made me threaten him.
Yeah.
And now you're like, oh, no big deal. So I potentially ruined this friendship. So I say all that to say, we're talking about him today. However, whether, you know, what I want to do is play a couple of clips of his and talk about it. Do we agree? Do we disagree? What did he say that was right? What did he say that was wrong? In the nicest way possible. I have a lot of respect for this guy. He's doing something very similar to what we're doing. You know,
yeah.
He doesn't necessarily talk to experts, but I like him. He's funny. He's great at video editing. His YouTubes are funny.
Mm-hmm.
But some of his information is not always factually accurate. So in the nicest way possible, I just want to have a little chat about what Cohen over at TRT Community's got going on. We also get Facebook group members that mentioned that they found us, TRT Community, on YouTube. So they're finding him and coming to us. So I, you know, appreciate that as well.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to play this first clip and let me see if I need to set it up. Okay. So this very first one, somebody asks him something to the effect of, is it okay to use testosterone that's infused with an AI? So I'm just, yeah, we'll just play this clip.
Because it has to do with needs and wants, all right? Needs and wants. And those are going to be different for us. And some of us are willing to pay for a want that's not necessarily a need, right? Being on TRT for the last almost 3 years and having a TRT channel on YouTube where I get tons of comments and tons of feedback, what I've learned is this. The average dosage amount that most of us are on is somewhere around 100 milligrams of testosterone per week.
So if I can pause it there, I don't necessarily agree with that.
The average?
Yeah, I think that's low.
I think it is low.
Yeah.
I would agree.
I think, you know, a lot of these places, the average is 160, 180 a week, probably.
Closer to 200, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So no big deal. There's like...
There's a fly on
the...
It's
a fly, yeah. Anyway, resume.
Now we're going to inject that differently, of course, and I've got a whole video about when to inject and when's best and all that. Actually, I'll put it right up there if you want a link to that later on. But that's about the average, 100 milligrams a week. Pretty normal for us. It's going to get you feeling normal again. In this specific question that Chris asked, his premixed syringe had 200 milligrams in it with the AI. And his doctor said to inject that every week or the person at the clinic. I'm not 100% sure. Are you going to feel pretty good at 200 milligrams per week? Yeah, you're probably going to feel awesome, okay? Because we, especially here in the States, here in America, we kind of have this mentality.
If some is good, then isn't more better?
So we can take that back to, if 100 milligrams is good and gets me to normal, well, wouldn't 200 milligrams make me feel and be even better? Probably, yes. Okay. Probably. However, once you get up to that amount of extra testosterone in your system, and yes, that's extra. That's more than most of us need. Okay. It's very rare that someone actually needs. Loud Alabama truck.
Get her done.
Once you get more than what you need in your system, your brain says,
hey, that's more than you need, homie.
And it starts to aromatize the extra and change that over into estrogen, which is then why you would need the AI mixed in with that. Well, that clinic or that doctor who's prescribing 200 a week, will he get a lot of complaints from his customers for prescribing that much? Probably not, because they're going to feel pretty good.
So I know that was long, and I apologize.
And he's got bits.
Yeah, he's got bits, and they're funny. I enjoy. I've seen all of his videos. I enjoy watching them. I just wanted to make sure that I played all of it so that it didn't seem like I was taking it out of context or cutting it out. I didn't edit that at all. I just took it straight from his YouTube channel. I feel like he arrived at an okay answer, but he kind of missed the point. You know, the point to me is not you can't say anyone taking 200 milligrams a week is going to need an AI, and that's why they're infusing it.
Right.
What I would say, and what we say all the time, is don't take the damn AI unless the labs and the symptoms line up. Anytime somebody's infusing it in your testosterone right out of the gate, I would run from
red
them.
Flag.
Red flag. Yeah. Not, well, that must mean, you know, 200 milligrams is too much, because 200 milligrams is not necessarily too much. Sometimes guys need 300 milligrams.
Yeah.
Sometimes guys need 100. I don't, you know, but like I said, I don't agree that 100 is the average, and I don't agree that everyone that's on 200 needs an AI.
Yeah, it's almost like it needs to be more said, like, start with that, take labs at 6 to 8 weeks from starting or whatever it is, and see where you're at, see where your estradiol is, and treat from that, based on that. Don't trying to think of a good real world example of that, but don't start with that preloaded in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go on to this next one. This next one is the one that first caught my attention. I think I've mentioned this to you. And again, I want to say, I like this guy. Cohen, I love you. I think what you're doing is great. This clip, however, is funny to me.
What do you do with the little bit of testosterone drops that are still left in the syringe when you're Okay, so you might think this is a little strange, but I don't, because think about this. Whenever people buy the gel or the solution that they can mix up themselves, they apply it to their skin, usually their chest. It absorbs through the skin. So what I do with the little extra drops is this, and it looks like I'm about to like stab myself, but I'm not. I will drip those extra drips, and you can watch this right here. Let me make sure I'm on the screen good. Those little extra drips, see them coming out of the syringe? I just drip those little extra drips there on my forearm, and I just rub my forearms together. And then I've saved those little 4 extra drips of testosterone and not wasted them.
So just to be clear, because this is a YouTube video, so we're just listening to the audio. He's, you know, everyone complains that there's still testosterone left in the syringe when they're done.
There's like negligible amounts.
Yeah, three or four little drops. He's squirting those onto his forearm, and he's rubbing his forearms together. And I love the thought process. I love that he would think to do this. However, there's huge scientific issues for why this is. He's doing nothing except oiling up his forearms. He's not absorbing that testosterone.
Right.
He compared it to the topical gels and creams, which is fine. But what he's lacking is understanding that your skin, it is an organ, but it is a protective barrier to your other organs and your bloodstream. Transdermal delivery systems really have to use what they call chemical enhancers, such as ethanol. It's chemical penetration enhancers, and those react with your stratus corneum. That's the top layer of your skin.
Science.
And they make it more permeable. So, and this is probably why those topicals cost more than the injections, because they have to do quite a bit of research and quite a bit of science.
Chemistry
to make, not only are they adding in these chemicals, but it's some of these patches, they like.
For it to transmit through the skin to have that, the dosage effect.
Yeah. Right. And the oil may absorb into your skin, but it's lacking the proper carriers.
Right.
Testosterone, injectable oil, whether it's cypionate and anthate, what have
bloodstream.
You, is never going to absorb into your system and then be used by your system. the same way or in any way, but like a topical or a transdermal would. The patches, they're very scientific. I mean, they don't just have these chemical enhancers.
They just drip testosterone on it.
Right. They are like separate, you know, like some sort of medication that you'd have, or like those light glowing sticks. So you have to like crack them and then it glows. Similar to that, where it's like everything stays separate. You put them together, you get the chemical enhancer, you get the medication in the right order, in the right dose, and that's why it permeates. And even then, if you'll note, those topicals don't usually work as well as the injection. So even with those chemical enhancers, oftentimes guys have problems absorbing testosterone in that way.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Plus, you could stab yourself.
You could. Have I talked about how I've stabbed myself never and then like 4 times in a 2-week period, like recently? And
needle carelessness?
Yeah. And an 18 gauge.
You don't respect the needle, man.
An 18 gauge needle cuts you like a knife.
Jeez.
Like it scratched along my skin and I had this big long gash in my hand. It didn't poke me, you know, it just kind of cut me.
Is that your draw needle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It looks, yeah. Okay.
All right. Next clip. He's talking here about acne. I like this one. I give him 5 stars for this video. That last one, I gave him 1 star. 1 star for that chemical or the extra drips.
Yeah, this no worky. So I dropped washing twice a day because that was kind of a pain anyway, washing them at night and all that. But I bought one of these, just a scrub brush that you can get at almost any store. And I said, man, I'm going to use this thing and I'm going to scrub the dirt out of those pores. They won't know what hit them. Smells good. Not because of what's in my pores, of course, because of the soap I use. But after using that for a while and scrubbing really hard all my back and making sure I got all the dirt and oil out of those pores, there still wasn't a whole lot of improvement. Fast forward, my wife comes home one day with this. It's made by Alba Botanica, and it is called Acne Dote, and it's like a face and body scrub. It's got that exfoliating, gritty stuff in there, and it's also got an acne treatment active ingredient called salicylic acid? Salicylic. So when I'm in the shower, I put that all over the brush and then I do my back. Uh-oh, is it leaking out? No, we're good. And that has helped. Also, my sister reminded me about how our skin works. The Lord has made our bodies really great. And your skin will often sense when certain parts of it are dry and it'll send more moisture to that portion. So when there's moisture already there, it won't send quite as much sometimes. And so I also use this oil-free face moisturizer. It's the same stuff that I use after I shave my face and neck. I squirt this and rub this all over my face and my neck. I just kind of soothe my skin after I've shaved. And then I rub some on my shoulders as well, so they're already moisturized.
Spot on. That's what we just talked about in the last, or 2 episodes ago. Is using the salicylic acid based product.
Come back behind with the moisturizer.
Come back sweeping up with that moisturizer, or your body will do it for you.
So I was going to ask you about that. The oil free, like, do you use something like that? And like, is there a known brand that it's oil free?
I have a hard time finding something. I don't remember what mine is. It's real expensive. I mean, it's probably like $22 for this little.
Costs a lot to get the oil out.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of a hippie thing. Mine's in a red vial with like a purple lid, and it's got a sunscreen in there, some sort of sunblock as well.
Yeah.
But it's the one I use on my face. Been using it for years actually, because I used to use it for like a psoriasis or dry skin, and I continue to use it. But yeah, you just have to read the ingredients, and none of the, you know, the ones that are biggest and easiest to find at like your neighborhood Walmart or Kroger are going to be oil free.
Okay.
But if you're going to like Trader Joe's, you're probably going to
find something.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so I liked that response. His sister kind of came in and saved the day there at the end whenever he started talking about having to moisturize after he dries his skin out, because that is a cycle that we get into. And it feels like you're going to be the cleanest when you're the driest.
Okay.
Counterintuitive, because my skin's real dry. I'm not oily.
Yeah.
But I promise you, later on, you'll be doubly as oily if you don't moisturize up front. Last clip from TRT Community on YouTube, Pastor Cohen.
What type of doctor should I use? All right. What type of doctor should you use? Well, let me just tell you my...
This clip's like almost 3 minutes long. So
okay,
strap in.
I'm along for the ride.
All right.
Here we go.
Story real quick. When I was having all my negative symptoms, and my negative symptoms included mood swings / mild depression, nothing major, low libido, and low energy. And it really, they came in that order. My mood swings, depression started, you know, maybe 4 years ago. Low libido started maybe a year after that. And then low energy was kind of the last thing that started really bugging me. And so I just Googled my closest general practice doctor because I didn't know what was wrong with me. I had a suspicion it might be low testosterone, but I didn't know for sure. What if I was hypoglycemic or something like that? I didn't know what the deal was. So I just went to my local general practice doctor and told him all my symptoms. And then he said, well, it could be a lot of different things. Why don't we do some blood work? So that took about a week to come back. And called me back in and he said, hey, you know, you're healthy, except for one area. You have very low testosterone. And so, guys.
So I'm with him up to here. I agree. You know, a lot of guys will turn to their primary care physician for that very first.
I've done it.
Yeah, I did it too. It
didn't work out.
Yeah, and it worked out for him. In fact, his doctor even came back and said, your testosterone's low, which is, you know, which is a good thing for him to say.
I'd bet anything that he only looked at.
Definitely. But he goes on to talk about that too. He'll address that.
He is not completely educated on all things TRT. He's really not.
He almost said all things testosterone.
Yeah, he almost did.
Plugola.
Yeah.
But I've stuck with him, number one, because he's a lot more inexpensive than a specialist.
That's a great point.
True.
Yeah, that copay, you know, nothing, maybe $20 for most people with insurance.
A little good RX at the pharmacy end, yep. And you're set.
Yep.
Number two, I've got a pretty basic case of just your kind of poster child of low testosterone. There's nothing really unique about my case. So it just, if I just inject the testosterone that I don't have, then I feel fine. There's other kinds of low testosterone. There's secondary, well, they call it secondary hypogonadism. And then there's even tertiary. If I had one of those, then I'd probably want to go to a specialist because I would actually need to go to a specialist at that point because it gets a lot more complex. But I've got primary hypogonadism, which is the most common one, which just means the problems in my testes, they're just not producing enough testosterone anymore. So I've stuck with him. He's nice, and he just makes it easy for me. Now, where he doesn't make it easy for me is, again, like I said, he just doesn't know everything about low testosterone. And so that's made me have to sort of do some of my own homework. But guess what? That's just made it so I have been able to make more videos. So if it's just primary hypogonadism, general practice doctor would be fine. Now, your next question might be, well, how do I know which one I've got? Yes, if you want to figure out, well, where is this problem coming from? Is it, are my testes broken, or is there something wrong with my glands up there that they're not sending the right signals to my testes, which would be secondary hypogonadism? If you want to figure out which one you've got, well, then you need to actually go to a specialist. Thankfully, my doctor just said, low testosterone? Okay, here's testosterone. Start in.
So I don't dislike what he's saying. I'd give him 2.5 or 3 stars for this answer.
He's kind of losing me a little bit.
Well, and I think he's putting too much emphasis on the type of hypogonadism you have. I don't think that matters as much as, you know, like we kind of touched on earlier, our buddy Eric is super easy. Here's 150 milligrams of testosterone. You're going to go through the roof. You're going to lose weight. You're going to feel great.
Yeah.
Minimal side effects. I think that the how you're going to tolerate treatment is what matters more. And if you want to try your primary care,
yeah,
if they're willing to work with you and test you and prescribe and you can learn together and you're easy to treat, then that's great.
Do you feel like that he's drilling it down too far? Like
overthinking it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, like with me, I went years treating with primary care and I just didn't feel like I was getting that TRT dial in attention that I needed. Yeah. And it has nothing to do with primary, secondary, tertiary hypogonadism as much as it does the way that I tolerate the medication. So that's where I would seek a specialist, and in my case, a telemedicine clinic, to really hone in and dial in those issues.
Right. And I guess another, we've always said this too, is there are guys out there that have no interest in, like they don't want a monthly charge. They want to go see someone in person. I think the best recommendation on that front, and there's guys that live, you know, far, you know, in rural areas, and they, you know, they can't they drive a long way.
Yeah.
Our recommendation's always been, you know, look for, you know, call your pharmacy or a pharmacy in your area, compounding pharmacy.
Yeah.
Find out, get a list of doctors that are prescribing.
I've done this for guys
testosterone
countless times.
Yeah.
Let me. Where do you live? Okay, great. And then I call a local compounding pharmacy and say, hey, who do you have treating in this zip code? And then I send them a list of 60 doctors, yeah. You know, myself. I've done that for guys. And that works too.
And then you can do your homework from there.
Yeah.
And you can see, you know, see who you want to see. If you don't want to do telemedicine, if you don't want a monthly, it, you know, it's not for everyone. So,
yeah.
But I mean, we encourage it because, you know, like places like Matrix are awesome. So.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. It's affordable and they'll really, I mean, Kenny spends so much time. I've got that call with him tomorrow. I bet we talk for an hour, and it's not our first consult. It's just talking about what we can do, what we have done, trying to figure out how to best optimize my protocol.
Yeah.
Cohen also, he had another video. There weren't any words, so it wasn't something I could play, but I liked it. It was, you know, like basically him depicted as moody, depressed, and unmotivated before TRT, and then, you know, messing around with cars and guns and having fun after TRT.
Yeah.
And I liked that message because that's something that hits home for me. You know, being a father, it was, I'm so much better, to husband and father people now that I'm on TRT.
Go for a week at the beach of nine to five.
Yeah.
All day at the beach.
Sun,
stuff.
Still sun. Going. Yeah. And then expected, except for one night we were there, I took, what's the purple Benadryl? Took a Benadryl the very first day because my eyes were bothering me. I tossed aside the fact that my eyes hurt because I had been driving for 12 hours and been awake for 32 hours and just took some Benadryl and I was like crashed, passed out. I'm sitting in my chair just nodding off at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's all. Maybe we can have Cohen on the show one day to talk about, you know, his story, how he got started, that kind of thing.
I think that would be interesting.
I do like the guy, and I would like to apologize to him for
the peace offering, make him mend fences and things. Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I got.
She said that it was as big as it has ever been.
Thank you for listening to the TRT Community Podcast. You can find us online at facebook.com/groups/TRT community.
They're wanting to come home.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.